Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome back, DGS, playing the Dave Glover Band first set from our gig a week from Sunday. And we played this one last night, and it's so much fun. And I'm doing the first verse, and then Dave Farber's doing the really high vocal.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
All right. Now, you know the story behind this album, don't you?
I don't.
Okay. The cover with the pancakes at Olivet Diner.
Get out.
Yep. They happened to be in there back in the day, and somebody took a picture, and the rest
the
is history.
That's the album cover.
That's the album cover of the pancakes is at Olivet Diner.
That is super cool.
How about that?
That's super cool. That, of course, is Alvin Reed, my birthday brother.
Yeah,
my
September
twin.
The 6th.
Yeah.
Fellow Virgo.
And we may be at KU together.
Yeah, I'm going to be up.
You're making it sound pretty good.
On the 4th, I'll be there. And I'm going to see if the Royals are playing and make a weekend out of it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Go see Phoebe. Can I give a shout out to one of our coworkers? I just walked up on Sue Thomas and I said, "Hello, gorgeous." She looks stunning today.
She's always beautiful.
She's got her silver hair. She's wearing a beautiful dress. She's such an attractive person. Inside and out.
Sue is one of the most put together people.
Yes.
You're not supposed to say stuff like that anymore,
I know,
Dave.
I know.
I do it too.
I know.
I do it too. And I just figured, like, you know.
I do it with my friends.
If the cancel police come after me, I'll just tell them, you know, no, I'm old enough that's not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do think part of the problem is when you do that to people you don't know.
Yes.
Like, when it's people you know, you understand whether or not they're okay with a compliment and all that. And they know you. They know what your intentions are.
Yeah.
It's when you walk up to, like, your server at a restaurant and say that. It's like, okay, that's...
No, I think Sue Thomas and I are cool.
Yeah.
You would never say to somebody you didn't know you look nice today?
I don't do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't do it to me. I told you that.
I've never told. Yeah, I never. I don't do that.
No, you rarely compliment
me. I'm not big on the, like.
I like your sweater. I like your jacket.
I don't usually do that.
Dave, you got a really tight butt.
Yeah, never.
I compliment strangers, like, in line. Like, if I like their bag or something, I'll tell them.
Oh, I've done that with, like, shoes. You know, like, something like that.
So what's
like
the difference?
That. I don't know.
All right. Okay. All right. I know that I'm not frightened of somebody saying, like, oh, my God, what a lecherous individual this is. I don't know if I look innocent or whatever, but I don't do it every day. Like, stranger just walk up to me.
Rach, what do you think about it?
About people compliment.
If you didn't know Alvin and I.
Like if a stranger gave you a compliment the way Dave did Sue, but somebody you don't know, just random.
I mean, I've had strangers be like, well, okay, the problem is a lot of times when it's a stranger, it's like a cat call, which is.
Well, sure.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think if I was a woman, my first thought would be this person is hitting on me.
Yeah.
And I just think that's kind of a reflex defensive action. Whereas if somebody said, hey, I like your suit, and it was a woman, I wouldn't feel like. Hey, what's up, baby? You know, like, I just, like, I have a nice suit on today.
Hey, what's up, baby? Was that your thing?
That's what he used at KU. No, hey, baby.
No, that was more high school. That was pre-K.
he used the butthead pickup. Hey, baby.
We're talking about the 80s here.
No, we're talking about the 70s now, because this is high school.
On a score.
You guys know what I hate? I hate when you compliment someone and you're like, oh, I love your shorts. And they're like, oh, these are so old.
Yeah.
And then they're like mad that you compliment. I'm like, okay, sorry. I like them.
I take it back.
Yeah. Pardon me.
Well, anyone who ever wants to compliment me, you're in the safe harbor.
I feel
harbor.
The same way. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe, are we egotistical? Are we just
thirsty? Needy.
Yeah. Are we old?
Yes. We're all three of those.
I was going to say, like, that's kind of
check.
We're of a different generation.
Yes. So what were the big topics on Donnybrook?
Oh, it was all election all the time.
Yeah.
You know, 4 and 5 not only lost, but were thrashed. I said I think ramifications could very easily be felt in November.
Yeah.
So, like, people are just kind of like, you know, if it's not a D or an R after it, seems like people in Missouri have a tendency to vote, you know, common sense.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, Amendment 3's on the ballot, and that's the abortion rights issue. So we'll see where that goes. But you've got more than 300,000 people on two issues not happy, you know, with the Secretary of State. And the best way to voice your dissatisfaction is maybe to vote against something that person wants.
Yes.
So you've already got a lot of votes, you know, probably, you know, it'll be a no vote on Amendment 3. So you've already got a lot of no votes. And right now, I think you created even more.
I had a conversation this morning with Steve Moore, and the phrase he used was common sense, which is what he wants KMOX to be, which I agree.
Yeah.
But we were talking about how Tuesday was a win for non-extremists.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm a non-extremist.
Yes.
I don't dislike or wouldn't vote for Cori Bush for any reason other than I find her policies and views to be extreme.
But
I feel the exact same way about Bill Igel.
Yes. I went out to Steve Ellman's, like, watch party.
I heard about that.
By the way, it was all St. Charles all the time. I spoke at the St. Charles City Council.
Look at you.
Same night.
Look at you.
In support of the Space Museum. You know,
I heard about that this morning on Chris and Amy.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I spoke on behalf of the Space Museum. Go for it, St. Charles. But then I went by Steve Ellman's watch party. Like I said, there were moderate Republicans who I know, and including Mr. Elam here. And I just, look, moderation needs to be something this country
desperately needs to get
back to.
Desperately.
Right, because, you know, all things in moderation can be handled, be it, you know, money, vices, all kind of things. Hey, look, in moderation, you know, not saying good, bad, but it won't destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Extremism destroys you, and it's just too much of it right now.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a good night. I think it was a really good night for St. Charles County.
Terrible night for the governor.
Oh, woo! Right. I mean,
who I like. I like him personally.
I don't dislike him. I thought that he jumped on the, and I won't even call it the Trump train. I just think he, once in office, it was all of a sudden like, okay, to stay in office, I have to be this governor instead of the governor that I ran that I was going to be.
Yeah.
Because he had to know these two ideas were bad. I mean, I just, what? We're going to eliminate the income tax and we have absolutely no idea how we're going to replace this money.
Yeah.
Governors, it's half the budget.
Can I pick up on the Trump thing?
All right.
I haven't talked about it at all today.
All right. I'm sorry I brought it up.
The thing, I'm kidding. One of the things I like the least about Donald Trump isn't Donald Trump. Mm. It is what he has revealed to me mm-hmm. about my fellow man.
Okay.
I didn't realize that powerful people like Congress people and billionaires would so quickly get on their knees for another person.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And I think that the billions have something to do with it. The first go around in 2016, I really did think, and I kind of still do, that I thought people felt that there's some kind of reward in this. Once I'm out of office, in office, there's going to be some fiduciary, you know, reward for me standing with this multi-billionaire who's got billionaire friends and billionaire people all around the world. So this latest go round, I'm not sure. I'm not. I don't get it. I thought men were men and men were women and they had successful careers and grew great businesses and they ran for office and then became senators and representatives and all this. To have somebody browbeat them and then they just sit there and take it?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, if we all came together, you know, we could take you down, Mr. President.
Yeah.
But they choose not to. So I don't know what the reward in it
and
is.
I will say this. I like to be as fair as I can in all things. Mm-hmm. I was tested once where a million years ago, I was offered like $1 million a year job mm-hmm. nationally. Mm-hmm. But they wanted me to flip and be, rather than being 80% funny and 20% politics, mm-hmm. they wanted me to do the opposite.
Okay.
And they wanted me to be very right wing.
All right.
And I turned them down. And mm-hmm. part of it was integrity. Mm-hmm. And part of it was knowing myself that I won't deliver.
I wouldn't be the same. I know what you're saying.
But I've never mm-hmm. been in a situation like Senator mm-hmm. Eric Schmidt, where mm-hmm. I am so close to power. I would like to think I wouldn't do it, but...
Yeah, well, okay, I've had opportunities, and I've said this, and I said, like, one of the reasons I said, like, look, this is not that I ever wanted to be, like, on radio and TV all the time. I'm a print person and all that. But I said, like, my downfall was that I'm not playing the offended party and, you know, the man got us down. No, I am still a bootstrap kind of guy. And I think that, you know, I still tell when the conversation becomes, you know, college is not for everybody and we got to do this. I said, like, well, first of all, if you got a black kid in your house, from the day they're born, you should start telling them you're going to go to college. Okay. People who go to college make more money than people that didn't go to college. People who graduate from high school make more money than people that didn't go to high school. You need to drive that home. I'm not getting on the pity party train. And I think that over the years, I'm not talking about this black radio stations and all that. I think all radio stations are like, well, you know, you're a moderate black guy, ain't nobody want to listen to that. Hmm. You know, we need somebody coming in here and say like, oh yeah, this is blah blah blah. You know, you want Cori Bush on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want Marcin Aldridge on the radio. You don't want some guy that grew up in Kirkwood, a middle class house. You know, they say like, well, this is what I believe. I'm Democratic. You know, and all that, but this is what I believe. And I said like, there's very few avenues.
Yeah.
In radio or national TV where you could be that person?
This is probably a bad question in many ways.
I am black.
Yes. It's not far from that. Had you grown up not middle class in Kirkwood, mm-hmm. had you grown up in North St. Louis mm-hmm. in a not good neighborhood,
okay.
do you feel like Alvin Reed would still be the Alvin Reed I know?
I do. Okay, but this is because, like, you know, I know that my mom is from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, born in a segregated South. You know, my dad, while my grandfather went to college, and both my parents went to college, they both come from situations that if they were just going to throw their hands up and say, like, we cannot ever yeah. succeed in this world, then I wouldn't have succeeded. So I think that I look at the world like that. Now, if I was just poor, bad parents, one parent, whatever. Yeah, the situation may have been different, but for some reason, I think, like, well, I don't know, I'm Alfred Reed. Now, that's very, very self-centered. I'd be the first to admit that. And I don't know that it would be like that, but I have always said, like, well, you know, I can do anything. I'm Alvin Reed. And I guess my parents instilled that in me, or life, or whatever. But I really did kind of think that, you know, I could do it.
Yeah, that's very cool. You going to hang out? Hang out another one?
Yeah, sure.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Alvin Reed is here from Donnybrook. You need to get Rach back on.
I know.
People are clamoring for it.
I hear it.
I get messages every day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm tired of talking to people at QT about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's an Alvin Reed problem.
It's the first thing every time.
I'm telling you. You know what somebody wanted to talk about?
What's that?
Because I wasn't here last week. I meant to tell you guys. The golf club thing and the guy. All right.
The golf club thing.
Yeah.
The guy that showed up with his own putter to putt.
So I'm speaking with a place at Kirkwood and speaking with a guy who golfed. I said, well, we talked about this today. We said, hey, I heard you. I said, like, whatever. And somebody else came over and said, like, well, you don't understand. I had never met this person. I don't think they really, I think they overheard the conversation we were having. I don't think they knew you, me, anybody. They said, like, well, you understand, you know, if you lose another putter other than your own, it might like throw you off. It might whatever. And I was looking at him like, you know, like, dude, somebody married you? Like, I mean, you went out of your way to come over here and tell me. I was like, I didn't say that, but I was kind of flabbergasted. Like, really?
Unless you're on the tour, who cares?
But hey, man, people take their golf seriously.
I get it, but man, do you want your date to take you seriously? Because you show up with your own putter to a second date, people are like, okay, buddy.
All right, okay.
Tommy Tryhard there.
All right, the BMW is coming to the town.
Yeah.
I saw, hey, Scotty, man, we're raising money at this little putt-putt course. Man, if you came and play one hole, it would be great.
Yeah.
I doubt Scotty Scheffler would say, no, I'm not going to do it because I don't have my clubs.
No.
Right.
No.
You know, he would just play a little hole of putt-putt and carry on.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of conversations.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing to have that take. But to intervene in a conversation with strangers.
That's exactly what I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Right.
You should hit him with the one about your date cutting up your steak.
I, you know what? I'd kind of like forgotten that part, but I said, I should have asked her. So if your date cuts up your steak, right.
Did you guys hear? I thought this was a fake story, but it's not. There's this group of comedian creatives, whatever, and they erected a 10-foot trophy on the National Mall for Donald Trump, and it's a participation trophy in the war in Iran.
Okay, I did not know this.
Right. Unless I'm being punked,
right?
But it was in my feed.
So a participation trophy, like you tried,
right.
I'll be to laugh because war is war. People get bombed. People
I gotta
get
tell
bombed,
you something. I told the guys today over lunch, I'm getting like real worried because China is getting froggy about Taiwan.
Yeah.
And Putin has kind of let it out there. It's out there everywhere now that it's possible that Russia will attack a NATO country in the coming weeks because they sense that we are weak. Because our munitions are down, the country is against this war. Mm-hmm. Trump has been hurt by it. I mean, I'm real world worried, not just Trump worried.
Well, you know, I've said this before. I think if we just said like, okay, look, we're not having this, it wouldn't be had. That's what's so stupid about this Iran, you know, war. Like, protect us from what? Right. You know, I'm not buying into they're about to build a nuclear bomb. I just like protect us from what? There's stuff we need to be protected from. And it's the bear over there. You know, it's right, if you want to keep them in their place, I'm all for it. Now, I'm not saying let's go bomb Moscow or anything like that. But, hey, keep an eye on them because the rest of this stuff is ancillary.
Well, what percentage of these types of wars that we fought in, basically the ones where we chose to go, what percentage of those actually worked out?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like World War II, that was necessary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
World War II was necessary. Since World War II. We had Korea.
Stalemate.
Okay. Vietnam.
Disaster.
All the South American stuff.
True.
Right? Grenada. You know, you had all these different things. Obviously, Afghanistan, Iraq.
Yeah. Right. Now, Iraq, mission accomplished the first go-round, but then you left the guy in power, so what was the point in all that? Because you should have just dragged him out by his collar the first time. You may not have had to go back a second time. I'm with you. Hey, look, Eisenhower feared the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Republican president.
Prescient.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. You too.
We're not playing this song.
Oh, man. I keep falling behind.
You didn't think I'd catch it.
Dave, are you sure about that?
Yeah. Well, if Rachel plays it, we got to play it.
Yeah,
so.
I think that may be how it should be.
I'm going to play Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
All right. I want Dave to be the vocals on that.
Oh, yeah. I'll dance.
This would be a good song to play. This is a good song.
Oh, it would be. It would be a great song. Yeah. We may actually do that. Thank you, Rach. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I actually have that on my playlist.
It's a great song. Great song.
I love the Eagles. Yeah.
I think that's the song. If you guys ever watch the Eagles doc,
No.
Oh, my God. Even if you're not an Eagles fan, it's amazing just the drama they had in the band. And who's the guy that played bass? He was in Poco. Very well-known guy. Anyway, he did those high parts at the end of that song. And everyone wanted to hear it, but he had a terrible drinking problem. And most nights, he's like, I'm too tired. I can't do it. I just can't hit it. And there's this famous scene where not Don Henley, but one of the other guys on stage is MFing him because he won't sing that song. Mm-hmm. And pretty quick, he was out of the band. Like, he just he was one of the best guys in the band, but he just wouldn't do it because he was just tired, you know, afraid he couldn't hit the note or something. So, interesting. Dave, I wanted to say something to you publicly. I love
hands
you.
Up.
Phoebe is back. I'm very careful talking about Phoebe because she's always been her own person, but she's a young woman now. She's 21. She's entitled to her own life, so I don't want to dox her on stuff. But she spent the entire summer working in Southern California, not far from Dave, and it meant the world to me that I knew that you were there for her. So thank you.
I appreciate that. Well, yeah. I offered that. Yeah, absolutely. She never called. Never called.
Nope.
So I figured she was
fine. Great. She was great. It was a challenging summer, physically, intellectually.
Yeah, but that's good.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm going to see
nothing
her tonight.
Nothing wrong with working hard.
She's back tonight, so get to spend like a week with her. Good. Think she's going to come to my band gig next Sunday, which means the world to me. So, but thank you.
She'll be moving out here before you know it.
Oh, there's no... Yeah. You may be getting more calls than you want in about 18 months.
You may have a new neighbor named Dave if that happens.
You may have a new tenant named Phoebe. So she can help you when you fall and bust your elbows.
There you go.
So how are things out there in Southern California?
Yeah. Oh, you know, fine. It's warm. But you know, I don't want to get into temperatures. What it's warm out here, because it's not.
Yeah,
it's just not.
It's really funny for the weatherman to say, "I don't want to get into temperatures."
I'm not trying to rub it in or anything.
What is interesting this particular summer, the water temperature is now 74. That's really warm out here for a water temperature. And part of the reason is the Pacific is active. And also, we're getting these high pressures over the Southwest. So monsoonal moisture is actually working in to Southern California. So the humidity is a bit of a factor. And it hasn't been in, I would say, 8 years. You feel it.
Yeah.
You feel it. Again, it's not, you know, the dew point's not 73 or 74 like it is right now. Right. Humidity's coming back for St. Louis.
Yeah. How bad's it going to get? Not like last time, right?
No. No, I don't think so. And it's not going to be around very long.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy forecast. We're warm. The humidity is back. It's coming back anyway. Tomorrow's sunny. It's warm to hot. It's humid. 89, the city might touch 90 degrees. We can still certainly deal with that.
Yes.
Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid, 94. Monday and Tuesday, sunny, hot, and humid, 95 each day. That should be about the peak. Backdoor cool front, I still am kind of favorable to it, trying to get in here on Wednesday, knock our temperatures back to the upper 80s Wednesday and probably the mid-80s come Thursday and Friday with scattered thunderstorms around.
Yeah, we can live with that.
So again, you know, just like the summer, we have a few hot days, humid days, and then bang, let's take a break.
Dave, how's Snowflake doing?
Snowflake's doing okay. She is, you know, it's really helped that the grandson is out here.
Yeah.
Because she gets lots of cuddles
and
lots of attention. Not that she doesn't get attention, but, you know, every day I think she's doing a little bit better. An interesting thing is the first couple of weeks she wanted nothing to do with other dogs.
Wow.
No, I don't want to see you. Don't care. Now she's starting to get some interest in seeing her buddies again.
Wow. That's really something.
It is. Yeah. It is. But it happens. You know, people don't think, you know, animals mourn.
No,
they definitely mourn.
Yep.
Rach, you want to do headlines? You want to do flashback? You want to do fast food?
Let's do headlines.
Okay.
This is very sad. Puerto Rico is going to have to start rationing water for 48 hours at a time because they're going through an intense drought. So more than 180,000 people are going to be without waters for 48 hours at a time starting today. And this is part of an alternating schedule while Puerto Rico scrambles to find a solution to this crisis. It's just so hot there. And they say the situation is out of their hands.
I wonder how much of they are in a drought. There's no question. But I wonder how much of it is bad infrastructure, too.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've been through a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just makes me feel terrible. And so July was the driest month on record for San Juan in more than 120 years. And then rainfall in the next 2 to 3 weeks is going to be at least 50% below the average.
Well, tropics are quiet. That's part of the problem. Mm. The Atlantic tropics are very quiet.
Yeah, have we had anything, Dave?
I think we're up to 2 named storms, but they've really been nothing.
Yeah, because I haven't clocked anything like something heading to Florida or Carolinas or anything.
No.
Man, that's so interesting to think about. Like, you would think, like, oh, it's so good. There's been, like, no hurricanes this year. But that's actually really bad.
It's important. Really important.
To strike that balance. Okay, the FCC has scrapped the limit on broadcast TV ownership. They repealed a 22-year-old rule holding that a company cannot own stations that reach more than a combined 39% of the U.S. television audience. That ownership limit is going to be replaced by a case-by-case approach. So they had been expecting for the FCC to vote for this. They're likely going to face some legal pushback, though. This 39% cap that I referenced had been in place since 2004, which was actually a boost from a previous 35% limit that was set in the 90s.
Dave, how's that hit you?
I'm not happy about that at all.
No, it's not good.
It's just, you know, we see it already. And I think there's ways around it. I think some of these big companies are doing it. What bothers me about it is that a large company, and I won't mention any, Nexstar, Sinclair, companies like that, you know, they don't really care. They say they care about their local stations, which they probably do to some extent, but it's like everything's going to be done this way. This is coming from the headquarters. This is how you're going to do news. This is how you're going to cover news. This is how you're going to do weather. This is what the graphics are going to look like. And it's across the board, across the country. Everything looks the same. That's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Wheels, what do you think?
I don't think it's a good thing for consumers when there's less competition. So the bigger the companies that own everything, the less competition there is. Competition is what makes capitalism work well. It's that someone might come out and do it better than you, when you own everything, there is no competition anymore. What are there now for TV? There's like 3 or 4 major companies that own everything,
and not just competition for quality,
no,
but competition for ideas.
Yeah, right. And messaging, yes. And what what stories are we going to hit? You know, and the good news is for all of us is like we have competition in the sense that there's millions of podcasts and they're all different, right? You have all kinds of websites and blogs, they're all different, so you're going to be able to find it. But when TV is the biggest thing. Right. I mean, that's the biggest way that people are reached when they're sitting at home on their couch. So if only 3 or 4 companies control all of it, there's not enough competition to improve the product for us. Not just in terms of money, but in terms of ideas, too.
Yeah.
Also, a struggle for people who work in the business.
Yeah.
Is that if you don't like a particular owner or you don't like what your station is doing, you don't have a lot of places to turn to.
That's right.
Because they're going to follow you.
Yeah.
Rach?
The Zac Brown Band gifts free cruises to their entire crowd at Fenway.
Yeah, I saw this. I thought it was fake. Like,
no, you told more than 37,000 fans they were all getting a cruise for two via the Margaritaville at Sea Cruise Line on his tab. And they're calling it the biggest giveaway in history. Oprah is seething. She said, why did I buy all of those
You
cars?
Get a cruise. And you get a cruise.
Well, is that millions of dollars?
Valued at more than $40 million, Dave.
Yeah. And it's that like if you went to the concert with your wife, you each get a cruise for two people.
So it's per ticket.
Wow.
It was good. Now, to be fair about it, he's doing a huge promotion with Margaritaville and the cruise line. He's designed part of this new ship as far as the entertainment is concerned. So if you listen to Margaritaville, you knew something like this was coming.
Okay.
Have you been on a Margaritaville cruise, Dave?
I have not. I'm not a big cruise fan. Mm-hmm. Period. I don't like being trapped.
Yeah. too many stories of like parasites taking over.
Well, that doesn't help, but it's if I don't like something, I don't want to be trapped for a week or 10 days or whatever it is.
That's fair.
All right, one last story for you guys. Did you hear about this SpaceX rocket that crashed into the moon?
Yeah.
So yeah, this is unusual. It's a 45-foot long, 880-pound booster, the size of a building, is believed to have crashed shortly after 2:30 a.m. I think this was Wednesday morning, near the moon's Einstein and Bell craters, traveling at a speed of around 5,400 miles per hour. So you might think like, oh, what a bunch of idiots. Yeah, well, obviously they didn't plan for the rocket to crash into the moon, but it did actually provide some interesting opportunities. So we get to see meteoroids striking the lunar surface, but we don't know the mass and the speed of these objects. With the SpaceX rocket, we know exactly what's going on. So it kind of gives scientists an opportunity to study natural impacts.
Yeah, made a new crater.
Yeah,
I thought they planned on doing it. I thought this was all part of the deal.
I do not believe so, Dave. I believe it was. Okay. They're making the best out of the situation.
Maybe that's what I'm hearing.
I wonder whether, and this is such a nerd thing to wonder, but I wonder if it was just the trajectory was right, or if the moon's gravity pulled it in. These are the kind of things I think about.
Yeah.
Such a nerd.
I am a nerd. Thank you, Dave.
All righty. Have a great weekend.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
You see it all. Also not playing this song, just so everyone knows.
Are you sure about that?
I think you're building a better set than Dave Cowles and I did.
I say, maybe Rach knows more about
maybe
this than you do.
Maybe she does. Maybe she should manage the band.
What if they all surprised you when you got there and they're like, hey, Dave, surprise.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love that. You know how I love surprises. I'm known for that.
Here, Dave, sing this.
Sam Ryan says, hello from Raleigh, North Carolina. Love you all. Love you back, Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Wheels, you know a little bit about North Carolina, don't you?
That's where my kid lived for a little bit.
You've driven across
right
it
there
a couple
in Raleigh.
Times.
Oh, yeah, a few times.
That was where we took our best family vacation.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We went to, what's the name of the beach we went to? Gosh. Can't remember. But
the
it was
Raleigh
great.
Beach.
It was what?
I said the Raleigh Beach. I was making it up.
How big is Raleigh?
It's a pretty good sized city. Ish. I mean, it's where the Carolina Hurricanes are centered.
Yeah.
They got a really nice museum and stuff there. Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah. You guys hip to the Space Museum we're trying to steal from Bonterre, Missouri?
No, but let's steal it because space museums are cool.
Yeah, we can take Bonterre.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.